This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I promise next segment I'm going to get into the highlights of the incredible Strzok and other FBI creatures that have been Democratic hatchet men. They're not really FBI agents, that have been grilled in Congress today. It's amazing. It's coming up. Next segment. But if you just joined us, we have Sacha Baron Cohen stalking InfoWars, and I'm exclusively now learning that this has been going on for 6 months, putting the pieces together. And it's all confirmed. Breitbart's got it. He's been going around like an InfoWars listener, dressed up in InfoWars t-shirts, bumper stickers. It's not just the stickers on his laptop. He's been saying he's an InfoWars supporter and then saying horrible racist stuff. You've got CNN calling for us to be banned off Facebook, and once that precedent set, it's everybody. Facebook says we're already censoring him down to nothing. That's why you got to actually go to Infowars.com. But imagine, just if you say somebody's fake news like CNN executives do, when they're really the fake news, does that mean this it happens? It's tortious interference. It's criminal war against other people's free speech. It's racketeering on its face. So here's the president really calling out who the fake news is.
Sit down.
Just because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine?
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you?
Good pause. Back it up. Start over again. Hillary created the term. They ran with it. Then everybody goes, okay, what's real, what's fake? We think you're the standard of fake news, CNN, along with MSNBC and NPR. I mean, you're famous for being a bunch of pack of liars. I think everybody's asleep and you rule on America. And so then you're like, how dare you call us fake news? You little cockroach. You are fake news. Here it is.
Sit down.
Because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine?
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you?
Go ahead.
Real news, Mr. President. Real news. Aren't you concerned, sir, that you are undermining the people's faith in the First Amendment, freedom of the press?
No, criticizing you is not violating the First Amendment.
You don't like fake news.
And I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
Hey, pause again, please. Think about how they always say Trump's violating the First Amendment, saying they're lying about him. Then they're calling for everybody to be shut down and off the air. Again, they're the ones, they're the authoritarian danger to the First Amendment. They're the enemy. And then they say us saying they're liars is violating the First Amendment. You little lying roach. We're just countering you, you dirtbag, you anti-free speech maggot owned by foreign chi-coms. Go back to this piece of crap.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
Damn right.
It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace, and I think they ought to apologize, sir, to start with, Michael Cohen.
Sir, since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization.
Not you.
Can you give us a chance?
Your organization is terrible.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization is terrible. Let's go.
Ask a question, sir.
Go ahead.
Sir,
quiet.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead. She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you stay?
America's closest allies were frustrated with you and angry with you, and that you were angry with them, and that you were leaving here early to go meet for more friendlier talks with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. And I'm wondering if you view it the same way, and do you view the U.S. alliance system shifting under your presidency away?
Who are you with, out of curiosity?
CNN.
I figured. Fake news, CNN. The worst. But, you know, I could tell by the question. I have no idea you were CNN after the question. I was just curious as to who you're with. You were CNN. I would say that the level of relationship is a 10. But if you go, as an example, you're CNN,
I mean, it's story after story after story is bad. I won.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the most hated, dreaded sites in the world. By communists, by globalists, by pedophiles, by scum, by organized crime, by megabanks, loved by freedom lovers all over the planet, loved by patriots, loved by Christians, loved by gun owners, loved by common sense, red-blooded humans. And I am just very honored that CNN and others are calling for us to be completely banned off the Internet. Already covered that last hour. Sacha Baron Cohen, we learn, tried to lie to us just like Sarah Palin 6 months ago, saying, oh, it's a story about Trump people versus other folks, and it's a very fair and balanced program. And I said, oh, like Homeland that's tailored around lying about me? I said, go fly a kite. Well, I reportedly, according to sources, they did do a partial infiltration of InfoWars. Not the office, but through some of our sources. And I may be revealing some of that very, very soon. Obviously, people sign non-disclosures. But if they've been involved in fraud and if Cohen lied to them, we're going to get them some lawyers, and we'll be able to get around all that very easily. Because Sacha Baron Cohen is a fake news fraud. He isn't a comedian. He goes out and defames people and then hides behind entertainment. And then they source what he says about me and other shows say about me and then use that to try to take us off the air. So that's coming up. But the good news is GOP lawmakers threaten FBI agent Peter Strzok with contempt for refusing to answer questions about Mueller probe. Same thing with Orr. U.S. Marshals serve subpoena on Mr. Ed. I mean, FBI lawyer Lisa Page. Wilbur. Goodlight says threatening to hold her in contempt. So let's go ahead and go to the congressman, letting her know how the cow ate the cabbage, or I guess how the horse ate the cabbage. Here it is.
Order. That may be, but I appeal your ruling. The gentleman is not recognized.
Take back over your time and fire away.
Knowing this, will you answer the committee's question as directed, or do you refuse to answer the committee's question?
Mr. Chairman, as you know, counsel for the FBI has directed me not to answer questions about the ongoing investigation. As you also know, counsel for the FBI is sitting here behind me. May I consult with them?
You may consult with your own counsel.
But I may not consult with the FBI's counsel?
Only with your own counsel.
Look at what a weasel that enemy is.
Mr. Chairman, there's no basis for that.
Back it up. If you want to see the enemy of the country, they always have this. They can be black, white, Hispanic. They have this arrogance, this, they're going to show America, they're the bosses, they're in charge, they're just, this is the guy. He later testifies that he was never biased in his history at the FBI. He's like, insurance policy, he won't be president, we're going to stop him, Hillary's the president, covered up the Hillary investigation. And then he sits there, this arrogant little rat bastard, and with his ugly girlfriend, and I don't just mean that to be, I mean spiritually ugly, it just shows what a bunch of broke back, stupid rats they are, and they've all got chips on their shoulders because Peter Strzok looks like somebody nobody want to go have a beer with. his wife or his girlfriend looks like somebody who basically, you know, gets her meals out of cat boxes. And you just look at these culturally, spiritually dead people, and you know why they want to piss on us. Because they hate real Americans, folks. I mean, these people are trash. And the reason I say that is, as a strong, successful person my whole life, I always cared about everybody and didn't feel like I wanted to put people down. But when you are a piece of garbage like them, they want to hurt everybody and be on top. They're like Eddie Haskell on PCP. But I'm going to stop. Just if you're a radio listener, you can't see it. It's probably a good thing. It's this lying, anti-American person that hates the American voters, all of them. Just look at these little nobody weasels. They're the scum that the Chi-Coms and the globalists and the big banks in Hollywood could hire to F this country over. And it feels so good to see them circling hell. No, I mean, this is what's been beating us. It's like the Bible says in Revelation, when they finally capture the devil and put him in a cage for 1,000 years, people come and look at him and they say, this is the thing that almost destroyed everybody? Look at Hillary. This. Look at Weinstein. Look at Obama. These people? These are the people holding us back? Move, bitch. Get out the way. Move out the way, bitch. Get out the way. I don't usually use mild, unfamily-friendly stuff, but when the shoe fits, I want to go out with the intro of Ludacris' Move, Bitch. It was a theme song for the campaign, and it's too good to not play. Booty, 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 booty. You see them headlights? You see me knock them curtains down? Who bought them TVs, bitch? Tell me that. Excuse me, I'm having a little bit of fun here. Go back to that weasel. Put him back up there. I apologize for the family show. I'm not doing any more. Go ahead.
Only with your own counsel. Mr. Chairman, there's no basis for that. He can't consult with the FBI counsel. He's an FBI employee.
The gentleman is not recognized.
Look at that smile.
And the chairman is not being proper.
The chairman is being proper.
The witness can't be directed not to confer with his attorney.
The FBI is not his attorney. His attorney is seated behind him.
If he's an employee of the FBI,
he's already done. He may do so.
And his attorney may consult with the FBI.
Pause again. Notice why he can confer with the other person's attorney, because they're all in a 43-person cabal against America with those pieces of trash that control the blue cities. And San Francisco's losing all of its conferences now because there's so much feces and vomit and heroin needles. ABC News 7, San Francisco losing lucrative convention industry because of streets filled with needles and feces. Everywhere you run things, it's little demonic pig creatures feeding on a bunch of slaves. Good God. Let me stop right there. Let's just go back to these people. Just looking at Democrats does this to me. Go ahead.
Isn't the privilege that of the FBI, and shouldn't the FBI counsel be solicited on that point?
You just take that away right now. Let's just get this out, and then we'll go back here as we got it.
Mr. Chairman, my counsel has reiterated that counsel for the FBI has directed that I may not answer that question.
Mr. Strzok, in a moment we will continue with the hearing, but based on your refusal to answer the question, at the conclusion of the day we will be recessing the hearing and you will be subject to recall to allow the committee to consider proceeding with a contempt citation.
A point of order, Mr. Chairman. Will the committee also consider contempt for Mr. Bannon, who refused to answer Mr. Gowdy's questions when he was actually under subpoena?
That is not a proper point of order in this hearing.
Parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Gowdy, do you remember
parliamentary
that?
Inquiry.
The time
that?
Is controlled by the gentleman.
Now go back to Strzok, the last point when he's looking at the chairman. He's literally like a demon rat. Like, I almost had America. I'll get you, America. Death you. It's I run it. I ain't gonna do it. Not here. All sold out to foreign powers. All sold out to Chi-Coms. Look at it. Look at those devil eyes. It's my country. Your mother's in hell. We control everything. Yeah, you don't control nothing. The spirit is rising. You're going down. We have the ludicrous song. Radio friendly? No, not. I can't help it. I apologize. I got to play it. Just get out the way, Strzok. Get out the way with your stupid control freak chicken neck girlfriend who thought she'd beaten America. America's awake now. Move, Hillary. Get out the way. We got a radio friendly, so it'll work. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Oh. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Oh no! The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the back. Guard your grill. It's something wrong. We can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too, and I've been thinking of busting you. I'm not the weather. This is the War of the Republic.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got.
Well, Larry Graffwald was a Green Beret, highly decorated in Vietnam, a patriot going to college, and the weathermen were actually at his college, openly trying to recruit military members at the time for their whole Maoist operation. And he got into their organization. They were openly about how they were going to take over the schools, create a race war, put 50 million people in camps, kill 25 million. We'll play the clip coming up later. And you know the great part about it? We all live forever. I'm my great-great-grandparents. My children will be me as long as we go on. So Larry Graffwald with us now in the body of Lindsey Graffwald. And, of course, her mother's with her as well. That's how this works, this magic of life. And she goes out to prayer vigils. She's been to a bunch of these where sometimes there's 50 or 60 of them. Sometimes there's just 7 or 8, looks like, in the video I saw this weekend. And Antifa came in. Looks like, you know, you've got a transsexual there leading them in their prayer meeting. It's open to everybody. A lot of liberals actually come out. They're classical liberals who are for free speech. And here comes, looks like, about 15 thugs who then mainly attack women and a transsexual and a Hispanic man. And then, of course, they fight them off and they leave. So it is interesting to see the tranny beat up 4 or 5 of them. By the way, Facebook bans us, and so does when we use the word tranny, because they say that's a word Twitter voted to say is mean. I'm not being mean to anybody. That's the term they came up with. I'm using it. Transsexual, whatever. I don't care what you are. Just don't teach the kids, whether it be heterosexual, whatever it is. That's a side issue. If you're a TV viewer, you can see all this. I'm describing it for radio listeners. A lot of people email us, and they go, why is Jones describing everything on air? Because we're on almost 270 radio affiliates, and it's a huge audience, and it's bigger while people are listening than all the other streams, TV stations, everything. So I'm kind of narrating for folks when things aren't radio-friendly. That's what's happening. We pioneered simulcasting radio on TV, so that's what we do, because it's very confusing when I'm talking about something and not describing it. So she joins us in the middle of the left saying, ban InfoWars, ban Trump off Twitter. We've got all this craziness going on right now. It's all up on InfoWars.com. And Lindsey joins us. She goes out there. And, again, this happened in Portland a month ago. They beat up a bunch of men, women, and children. There's only a few men there in a prayer vigil. So then a few dozen men like Rufio show up. And even though they're 10-1, they beat the butts of those guys. And so, again, these are all in blue cities where the police stand down and allow this to happen. It's very, 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 very shameful. And I don't know where on earth you get men that are willing to attack women. I mean, you see the left claiming they love women, they're going to take care of women, and all men are bad. But then it's the left I always see, when I was trying to get into Trump's inauguration, that was attacking women trying to get in. So there's just something about these cowards that, and I guess they thought when they punched the large transsexual that it was a woman, because then the transsexual, proving it's a man, beats up a bunch of them. So you can't make this up. Transsexuals beating them up, one guy beating a bunch of women beating them up. Lindsey Graffwald, we salute you. We appreciate your courage. Thanks for coming on to tell us what happened.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, it was crazy. And that the transsexual, she actually, her name is Amber Cummings, and she actually threw that event in San Francisco on Saturday.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's out with us on the street. She was in Portland with me and Joey and Rufio and all of us up there last month, which was really crazy. And I can watch that video clip of Rufio knocking that guy out over and over again, and it never gets old. So yeah, we went out there. We've been planning a prayer vigil for Tommy Robinson for over a month. And, as you see, we had a very small group of people that came out. But we hadn't even been there for 10 minutes, and literally there were already people trying to attack us. Part of this event is not on video. Nobody got it on video. But Amber actually knocked one of the Antifa guys in the nose, and I believe she probably broke his nose because he was pretty bloody. And that was before he came back with this group that you're showing. They literally came back about 10 minutes later, and they were obviously there to fight. And we called the cops. The cops took about 30 minutes to get there, which was, you know, a pretty typical in these blue cities. But San Francisco's usually been pretty good to us, so we were kind of surprised that it took so long for them to show up. This is what happens. This is what happens in these cities. You know, you saw it in Portland, you've seen it in San Francisco, and we've seen it in Berkeley. It happens in all these cities. And basically they're trying to shut us down, you know, at any cost. They don't want us out there, you know, talking anything that we have to say, anything that we're out there trying to promote. This particular event, they said that we were racist, that Tommy Robinson is racist, and so that makes us racist, and that was their whole reason for coming out and trying to stop us.
You know, it's amazing how within very quickly you guys meeting, they already show up, meaning they're stalking you, they're watching you, and even if folks don't want to get in the fights, when you see these events happening, you should go and wait across the street with your camera as if you're neutral, so you actually get what happens, because they attack folks that have cameras. So if you can park your car, be ready, catch it on tape, that's what we really need to get the full exchanges to document exactly what happened.
Yeah, and it's difficult, especially when you're in the mix of all of it. It's difficult to get, you know, the whole thing on video. I mean, I was videoing as well, and I didn't even know some of the stuff happened until it was all over, because it's hard to catch everything on video. So what you just said is absolutely correct. If someone, you know, sees it and they can get in a vantage point where they're across the street and get it on video, we need to get these kind of things on video to show what's going on, because this is happening, and this is happening in cities all over the country.
There are so many videos. So we should have done a compilation for the show, but it's my fault. I'll tell the crew of just search engine Antifa punching women, hitting them in the head with bike locks, dragging them into crowds, beating them over the head with eggs, bloodying their noses. There's new ones every few days where men walk over and just punch women in the face. It's like they pick who they think's weak. Because I've been around Antifa. They don't, other than sneaking up behind me and trying to hit me with clubs so I attack them so they can shoot me, because they bring guns out here in Austin. They always seem to target who they think is weak.
Yes, they always go after the weakest. And of course, when in a situation where we have, especially in San Francisco, where you have, you know, a few women and then there's a few men, the men, of course, are always going to try to be out there to protect the women. So when they go after the women, you know, everyone kind of goes over to the woman or whoever's getting attacked. And then that also distracts other people. And then other people come in. I mean, it turns into, like, well, as you saw, you can see it in the video, it turns into a brawl, you know, a brawl. And it's amazing that encounter went on for probably a good 5 minutes. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of guessing. People stood around. You can see in the background, you can see people walking by and just standing around. And you know, it's like, you know.
And even though they look like they're 4-1 to you, every time a woman or a man punches one, they run, then more gang up. I mean, these are the archetypal wimps. Who attacks women? Everyone knows it's the bad guys.
Right. Right. And they do. They always go after the weaker ones, the women, or if they think that, you know, there's a man that's weaker, they'll go after that man. For obvious reasons.
I've seen them do it, people in wheelchairs. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Don't they know they're summoning the whirlwind, though?
I mean, I think that they should realize by now. I mean, what's happening is that you have people that are seeing this happen all across the country, and people are getting angry, and people are starting to get up and stand up. Like what you saw in Portland, we had so many patriots out there in Portland. And as you see, I mean, we weren't going to take it. We're not going to take this anymore. I mean, they
Which
were
means the cowards
stuff.
Are going to bring guns next. They got caught with guns, by the way. That got hushed up in the news. So that's the problem. We'll be right back with Lindsey Graswald. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
And that's why Hillary and Soros and the UN and the Democrats in Congress all say they want to shut down. It's on CNN Money Today. Shut InfoWars off in the First Amendment. They got law firms, University of Georgetown, saying we want Jones taken off air. It's unbelievable. The lawyers I've got it, so they've never seen anything like it. Now, Lindsey Grathwall's father was a great patriot, Green Beret. They tried to recruit him into the Weatherman. He got into the highest levels while they were conducting hundreds of bombings and later helped send him to prison. These, of course, were the mentors of Barack Hussein Obama. And now we're facing this right now. And she was there in Portland 2 weeks ago, and then in San Francisco this last weekend, where they had a much smaller group and were attacked by vicious Antifa. And again, I would describe these prayer vigils as liberal, conservative people that believe in free speech. I mean, after all, a transsexual, you know, was the person that actually called for the meeting for free speech. And so this is really waking a lot of people up. But, you know, she was issuing really a dire warning earlier about how they're reaping the whirlwind. But I think they're meant, they don't know what they're doing. They're being sent out with the Democrats on record. Soros funds them to get conservatives mad to come out and be violent. So it's critical we not be offensively violent like they tried to do in Charlottesville by colliding the two groups, which were alt-right. That's not what we are. But let's play a clip from her dad decades ago talking about her late father, talking about the Weather Underground and things they openly were talking about. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
Now, there is a new bill introduced that's gotten almost no attention. Epoch Times has reported on it. Unmasking Antifa Act. In-house proposed 15-year prison term. Under the act, anyone wearing a mask who injures, threatens, intimidates, or oppresses people in the free exercise of enjoyment of any right of privilege will be imprisoned up to 15 years. Well, police blow their privilege when they unlawfully arrest or officially oppress, and then they can serve 5 to 10. I think this is very reasonable. The bill proposed in the U.S. House Representative, known as the Unmasking Antifa Act 2018, would seek to criminalize committing certain offenses while in disguise. I think it's a very good bill, and it needs to be supported. It's got a lot of co-sponsors, but we need to move this through the House of Representatives right now. Lindsey Grathwall, give us your take on this.
It's about time. It's about time. This needs to get passed. We need to get more people involved with this because these attacks are getting worse. They are getting, when I was in Portland, there's bombs being thrown at us, which, I mean, we've had that happen before in Berkeley, but these were bigger. In San Francisco, one of the things that we found out from the cops when they finally showed up was that these people that were, because there was an Occupy ICE protest down a few blocks down from where we were having the prayer vigil. And anyways, the cops told us that Antifa actually had, they described them as machetes. Okay. And so my question was, well, why can't you arrest them? Or, you know, how is that okay for them to be carrying around machetes? And they said, well, because it was in a sheath, that was okay. So, you know, it's only a matter of time, and we need to be able to identify these people, and these people that are committing these crimes against others need to be held accountable. And we can't do that if they're masked up. I mean, you know, there's many times where we're not able to identify these people and they get away with it. And so we absolutely need something in place so that these people, at the very least, if they're going to go out there, they're unmasked so that we know who they are and they can be held accountable.
And let's be clear, MS-13 has been working with these folks, and they... Yes. Trademarks a machete. This is Austin. Owen Schroyer tried to go to a vigil for the young woman killed in San Francisco by an illegal alien, and the virtue signaling jury said, that's fine, go ahead and kill her. No jail time. When he went, they said, are you scared, boy? You're not going in. They started hitting with clubs, brandishing firearms. I mean, this is next level. And again, Blue City Police, Austin, the average cop isn't bad here, but they follow their orders. They were right there watching this trash engage in this activity. This is unbelievable. I would never do this, but if I was there with guys with AK-47s saying you can't come on a park, the police would stop me, and they should.
Right. That's how it should be, right? I mean, and I don't understand why in these cities, I mean, especially up in Portland, and I've seen it in Berkeley, where the cops stand down. And in some cases, it even seems as though they're on the side of the Antifa side, Black Bloc.
Did you see the documents we got this year from the brother when his other brother got in trouble? He got the documents, and it was all confirmed. 40-something pages of George Soros' son running in blue cities with the police. They go attack. They try to cause a riot. The police know where they're going to hit. They're even allowed to, like, throw bottles at them and stuff. It's all staged.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. This is happening in America. In America, of all places, it's unbelievable. And, you know, these are things that, I mean, you brought up my father. I mean, these are things that my father talked about would happen. That, I mean, this is the ultimate, I mean, these are the foot soldiers that are out there shutting us down. And it's just, I don't know, it's, for
Let's
me,
be
it's
clear, your father was there at the weathermen at the ground floor and exposed
yeah.
them. Now the weathermen are on top. The Antifa leaders are professors. And so this yeah. is the exact same movement.
Bill Ayers, actually, it is confirmed, he was in Berkeley on April 15th when that big, huge riot happened. He was not on the street because he's a coward, but he was in, you know, the background helping everybody with signs and all that stuff. So, yes, these people are very much, I mean, they're running the show. They're running the show. And this is what they wanted to do from the beginning is cause this kind of stuff, chaos, you know, to eventually take over, I mean, the government. I mean, they want to basically take over the United States government. That is their ultimate goal. And right now, what's happening in the cities is just unbelievable to me. Like I said, it's almost like Twilight Zone stuff, because this is stuff when I'm out there, I'm like, sometimes it's hard for me to believe that I'm even in it.
But what's it like to know that your dad was the first person to ever expose the entire plan?
Well, that's even more crazy to me. Like, it's really, sometimes I just, it's like a dream sometimes.
Well, how proud do you think your dad is of you in heaven right now?
I would hope that he's very proud. I'm sure that he would be upset. He wouldn't want me in harm's way. That would be the biggest thing. He wouldn't want me out there in harm's way, but I don't see any other choice. I mean, I feel like they are trying to shut us down at every single level.
They're trying to steal our rights. We're going to come back and talk about how we counterstrike, but take your dad. Notice he said, because his intel, they documented and recorded, was critical understanding the larger Chinese plan. They were funding the weathermen, we now know, as they said, to foment the collapse of the border in the Southwest. Then there'd be an emergency for the government to build centers, but it wouldn't be for the illegals, it would be for us.
For the President of the United States.
The U.S. President is Donald Trump.
Yeah!
Sorry, globalists, you're in checkmate. Launch the final attacks. Information, that is. Tomorrow's news today, the vaunted InfoWars.
You are the resistance.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works.
works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials what, for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
When I grow up, I want humanity to become a type one civilization. I would defeat the globalists. I would sleep forever. No sleep till victory. We now take you live to the West Coast. As desperate patriots battle for the First Amendment, facing communist, Antifa, and Chi-Com hooded police.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The more heat we take, the more attacks, the more I know I'm over the target. So, God bless the fact that we are over the enemy, and the, thank God we're dropping bombs on them of truth. But we do need your support out there, listeners. Now, I was just asking our guest here, Ms. Grathwald, how we support her. And she goes, well, there's no real way. I haven't really thought of that. I just work during the day, and I go out and, you know, all over the West Coast and drive for sometimes half a day to stand up at prayer vigils and watch women and children be hit over the head with bike locks and be punched in the face. But Lindsey Grathwald on Facebook, everybody should follow her there. Facebook's calling for us all to be banned because we're fake news. We don't, you know, we go out and show Antifa punching women in the face. That's fake news because Antifa are sweet little meth heads. So Mike Cernovich joins us at the bottom of the next hour to get into the move to ban Antifa when they wear masks and commit crimes. That's all coming up. Just briefly, this was developed and is even authorized and FDA cleared is the term they like to use, but it's been through the FDA process for over-the-counter sale. It's just a little bit less strong than the prescription silver that is used in hospitals. And this silver, which I can't even do justice to, is $40 in stores or online or $40 to hospitals. We private label it. We can sell it for $40 if we want, because there's a lot of money that went into getting FDA clearance. This is private label from a big company that has FDA clearance, and it's got a big, giant breakdown that is so complex with the lawyers and all the rest of it that I don't even feel like I could even go over it. Let me just say this. It's nanotech silver. It is not for internal use, because silver is toxic when it's done to this nano level. But let me tell you, for athletes, for people that have cuts, things on their skin, it is the next level. It is super silver wound dressing gel, trademarked, for first aid management of minor cuts, lacerations, abrasions, first and second degree burns, skin irritations. It is sold mainly to hospitals. Some medical grade stores have it. It's sold on average for $40. Because believe me, it's expensive for each tube for us. It's a big tube, 4 ounce. And I actually, on the phone with lawyers and scientists today, because I want to get this exactly right. When we say what we can say, I've got an approved breakdown on Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, and it's just incredible. It is, the number's 2,400. The stuff that's prescription's 3,200, and it's nanotech. It's from the only company that has it. It's a big company. They don't mind if I say their name, but I'm about to lower the price of it, so I'm not going to do it. In the contract we have, there isn't a MAP pricing. It's $29.95 out of the gates. $29.95. Super silver. This is not colloidal silver. This is not any of that. This is nanotech small silver. And I'm going to tell you again, it is not for internal use. But when all else fails, as you know, a lot of stuff isn't working now on infections. It's another weapon in the arsenal. And I can tell you right now, my dad is an oral surgeon and dentist. He still has his license, but he doesn't really practice dentistry anymore. And we were searching out the very best, most powerful silvers used by hospitals. And he ended up getting a hold of one of the top companies in the world, and it turned out they're listeners. And so a major scientist owns it. I'm going to leave it at that. We may even have him in studio and do the whole thing. But it's a well-known product sold to hospitals and clinics, and it's what people that are doctors and others use themselves. They use another solution they developed of nanotech to flush the lines at dental offices. Let me just say, this is next level. Bacteria and viruses don't like this. And I've got a whole big list here in my stack of what is FDA, what's the term? I'm supposed to say approved, because they never approve something. FDA cleared of what it knocks out. And it's incredible. But for a week, I've been trying to like get exactly what I can say about it. But it is the nuclear option. Okay? I'm going to say again, do not take this internally, because it kills bacteria and viruses deader than a hammer. Like, boom. So if it ain't good for them, it ain't good for you. But if it's going to eat your leg off, it's a nuclear option. So this is, without a prescription, the strongest FDA cleared is the term, FDA cleared silver you can get. Like, we're coming out with a energy thing that is like the strongest thing out there. It's going to have warnings on the label, okay? But you want it, you got it. This is, without a prescription, just a slightly watered-down version of the top-selling prescription mega silver that is the savior now at the hospitals, clinics, you name it. Super silver. Private labeled, $10 off what it's sold for. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And let's just say this, it's amazing. All right, I'm going to stop right there. That's how you fund your operation. We have a limited run of these. And let's just say it's very expensive for us to get, because they went through the FDA approval. It's been approved for 4 years. We're now in the FDA cleared list of companies that can, only one other company that sells this. We are the only private labeler of it. And that's because InfoWars has a lot of friends, a lot of enemies too. This is it. I tasked my father, who's gotten stuff approved before, gotten FDA approval before with other stuff. I tasked him. I said, find me the ultimate silver. Find me what is the weapons grade they're using in the military, hospitals, you name it. This is it. There's only one other silver stronger, and it's by prescription. This is it right here. This stuff is thermonuclear. nanotech, super small particles, which go in electromagnetically. Well, you know what silver does. It just goes right to the heart of something and it's gone. All right, this segment, the next, I apologize to our guest. I'm ranting. Lindsey Grathwohl, you've got the floor to talk about any other great points you want to make, being attacked out there by Antifa, where this is going, what you expect to happen next. Go ahead.
Well, I want to talk about so I'm sure everyone's aware there's going to be a march up in Portland on August 4th with Patriot Prayer Joey Gibson, and I'm hoping to make it up there myself. But on August 5th, we are working together with Joey Gibson and Patriot Prayer, myself and Amber Cummings, who is the transsexual woman that was out there with us on Saturday. We are having a No to Marxism event that we've been planning now for a couple months in Berkeley, California. So literally we're going to be having, we're going to go up to Portland. We're going to do our thing up there. And then Joey and a bunch of patriots from up there, we're going to literally caravan back to Berkeley for the next day. And we're going to go stand in Berkeley. Part of it is going to be in honor of my father. We were supposed to have an event, that was going to be totally for my dad on August 4th. But we decided that because Joey's having his event, that we're going to do the one in Portland, and then we're going to do one in Berkeley. So together, Amber and I are working on that. We have some speakers. Joey Gibson's going to be coming to speak.
Her Skype just froze up for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're going to give you her Facebook and more. This lady needs you to come out and support her. I've been really asked by a lot of patriots in the government not to go to events because there is, without getting into too many details, they're known as contracts out. But at the same time, you just can't sit here and watch these people do this alone. We need numbers out there, just like Portland. How do people join you again?
Join. Hey, you can just come on to my Facebook page and you can follow me. And I put all the information to all the events that we're doing on my Facebook page. And we've been talking about this for a while. We tried to do a Patriot Weekend last year in August in the Bay Area. And I don't know if you remember, Alex, but it got crazy. We actually had to cancel our event in San Francisco because Nancy Pelosi and all the politicians in San Francisco. Yeah, they put us in a danger. They set us up. They put us in a situation.
Right, that's when Antifa folded nationwide, and they admitted Trump was right about him being bad, and when Pelosi had to then say, and the mayor and police chief say, Antifa is evil. So your courage, I'm not just saying it, your courage turned the tide.
Yep. And we were, it was an ugly weekend because we had the San Francisco thing and then Berkeley we had the next day, which I went to Berkeley and there's videos of, that was just a mess in Berkeley. There were thousands of Antifa in Berkeley that day that were beating up reporters. They were beating up, they were beating up anybody that they thought.
And that's why it backfired. For those who don't remember, let's come back and talk about that.
Yeah.
They went mad dogs. They had such a big crowd for the first time. They were attacking black people, white people, liberals, yep. Reporters, police. It was like just like crazy mad dogs.
Yeah, they did. And then our politicians here had to come out and call them what they were. And they've been here in the San Francisco Bay Area. They've been what I've been saying. They've been in hibernation for a little while. But we did an event not long ago. We went into Oakland, of all places, and there was a coffee shop there called Austin Huerta, and they refused to serve police officers. So we went down there to protest them. I was with Will Johnson.
Okay, well, stay there. Back in 2 minutes, we'll finish up with you. Mike Cernovich is coming up. Infowars.com.
Finish him.
Antifa!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.